When it comes to this drone story, these drones flying over multiple locations, my question happens to be, are we being gaslit? Are they gaslighting us? Of course they are. So I made a video about a few months ago where I said that it feels like there are news stories coming out meant to gaslight the public. What I mean is that news and media, they'll come out with a story where it'll sound very strange and odd, we'll become invested, we'll come up with multiple theories, we'll become very concerned, and then out of nowhere, news and media, they'll pull the rug and say, well, this never happened. What? So one example I can use out of many, and trust me, there are many, but going back to when Princess Kate supposedly disappeared and went missing, nobody wakes up one day and says to themselves, where is Princess Kate? I haven't heard from Princess Kate. No. We heard from news and media that Princess Kate has not been seen since Christmas. We went down this big rabbit hole. News and media let us know that these photos that were coming out, like the Mother's Day photo, were heavily doctored. And then we were even told that Kensington Palace is no longer a trusted source. They were as trustful as Iran and Russia and so forth. It was like a real big deal. And then out of nowhere, Day of Skull and Bones, March 22nd, she tells us she has cancer. News and media then turns it around on the public and says that, see, this is what happens when you spread rumors and conspiracy theories that she went missing. But there were other stories like the solar eclipse and so forth. And like I said, I made a video about how these multiple stories were meant to gaslight us. Well, I feel like it's happening again because the White House has now come out and said that these drones are posing no threat and none of these drones were seen over restricted airspaces. Again, what?
Upon review of available imagery, it appears that many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft that are being operated lawfully. The United States Coast Guard is providing support to the state of New Jersey and has confirmed that there is no evidence of any foreign-based involvement from coastal vessels. And importantly, there are no reported or confirmed drone sightings in any restricted airspace. Now, that said, we certainly take seriously the threat that can be posed by unmanned aircraft systems, which is why law enforcement and other agencies continue to support New Jersey and investigate the reports, even though they have uncovered no malicious activity or intent at this particular stage. While there is no known malicious activity occurring, the reported sightings there do, however, highlight a gap in authorities. And so we urge Congress to pass important legislation that will extend and expand existing counter-drone authorities so that we are better prepared to identify and mitigate any potential threats to airports or other critical infrastructure, and so that state and local authorities are provided all the tools that they need to respond to such threats as well. Upon review of...
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? They are being flown lawfully, and more importantly... John Kirby says that there are no reports of them being flown over restricted airspaces. Am I losing my mind? Were we just gaslit hard? And when I say hard, I mean hard. Wait, hold on. Hold on a second. What do you mean they were not flown over restricted airspaces? Those stories coming straight from the Pentagon where they were flown over restricted airspaces, unidentified drones... Then we had reports coming out that they were being flown over a Air Force base in Indiana, an Air Force base in Virginia, and then we had a story come out where there were drones flying over multiple Air Force bases in the United Kingdom. So if we have John Kirby coming out and saying that these drones were not flying over restricted Air Force bases, there were no reports, then what were these stories about? Were these stories just fake stories, or are they giving us the truth in plain sight and telling us that all this time, these were the United States drones? These were military drones. Now, here's something rather interesting. You heard John Kirby say that they are looking for ways to tighten laws and restrictions when it comes to drones. So, was this a ploy to reinforce laws, to make stricter laws when it comes to drones and flying drones? They don't want people investigating and seeing certain things with their drones or whatever. But it sounds like these were military drones used as a way to make tighter laws, to pass something. That is very, very interesting. Like we all thought they were. If we had news stories, reports coming out that yes, there were drones seen flying over all these Air Force bases. Also in New Jersey, they were seen flying over restricted airspaces, like over Trump's golf course or home. But there were reports of drones flying in New Jersey over restricted airspaces. What's funny is that, and I'm reading this from CBS 10, is that Homeland Security themselves said that these drones were seen flying over restricted spaces. Read this. Dozens of mysterious nighttime flights started last month and raised growing concern among residents and officials. Part of the worry stems from the flying objects initially being spotted near Picatinny Arsenal, a U.S. military research and manufacturing facility, and over President-elect Donald Trump's golf course in Bedminster. I would suggest that these are restricted airspaces. But anyway, drones are legal in New Jersey for recreational and commercial use, but they are subject to local and federal aviation administration regulations and flight restrictions. Operators must be FAA certified. So that is directly from Homeland Security. And now they're telling us this never happened. What? Why do we have the National Defense Communication spokesperson telling us there were absolutely no reports of drones flying over restricted spaces? This, I can't no more. And I've called this out in my last couple of videos. I said all these news stories coming out that make no sense whatsoever, absolutely no sense whatsoever, are just a distraction. It's a mind game. It's a psyop. We are in one big psyop psychological war. Why are we constantly also hearing the word mothership? We are hearing the word mothership from the government. We are hearing the word mothership from news and media. Why? Why aren't they just saying carrier or something similar to that? Why are they using what's supposedly a UFO term? We are just constantly being played with. We have the government saying that, yes, there's a mothership, Iran mothership off the coast of New Jersey. And then hours later, the government comes back out and debunks the government. Like that last story I was talking about where the individual had ended the life of the CEO, the UnitedHealthcare CEO, Brian Thompson. And I said that he was arrested in a McDonald's and the officer that arrested him at that McDonald's was Officer Fry. Come on. Come on, all these stories just make absolutely no sense. And then what came out and multiple people are telling me is that Hannah Kobayashi, she was found safe by her family in Mexico. And her father, he lost his life. And all this time, we were focused on Hannah Kobayashi. And that story made no sense whatsoever. We just have so many stories where there's just like so much back and forth, so much misinformation. And again, it's just one big psyop. It's a nonstop psychological war on the public just to distract us, just to see what they can goad us into, just to see how they can capture our attention. That's all this is just to see how they can manipulate us and manipulate our thinking. Even me, they are manipulating me because I'm coming out making this video and saying, well, you said that there were unidentified drones flying over restricted Air Force bases. And now you're coming out and saying, no, there were absolutely no reports of that happening. I am just so over the mind games. But in any case, thank you so much for watching this video. If you like, I don't even feel like doing the outro. Just have a good night.